Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Today, we're doing episode 133, and the notes can be found at elevateyourlife.com. Cheryl, we got a great, great podcast planned for today. I love this topic.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think I would like it when you and I discussed it earlier, but I think it is super important and maybe one of the biggest ways that we can feel as we do these things that we're going to be talking about a little bit, but really start to have control over ourselves and our emotions. So that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. I got this from Tony Robbins, and when he presented this, I just thought this was groundbreaking because, again, we're always asking ourselves, could this mean something else? So we're feeling this negative emotion, like we're depressed or we're whatever it is, hurt. Well, what else could that mean? Well, what it means now and what we want it to mean from this point forward is that there's a signal. It's just a signal. That's all it is. It's trying to tell you something. That's what the emotion right. is. It's just trying to tell you something. It's like driving in your car and the light goes on the dashboard someplace. You know, it's just trying to tell you that, hey, we need some oil. Hey, we need some, you know, windshield wiper fluid, whatever it is, you know? So don't look at it as something horrible. It's just a signal coming at you that you need to recognize for that and then make some adjustments.
Yeah. And I like that, Paul, make some adjustments. So it just reminded me when you said that the flashing light or whatever it is comes on in your car. I remember back in the day, I used to just get a piece of duct tape and put over it. So we don't want to do that, but we do want.
I love when you tell old stories, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fun. And it's so interesting because this is only part one, right? This is just part one. So we're just going to talk about
five of the 10 because we could get a little winded with this because it's really important. And we want to do our due diligence in explaining this correctly to everyone because this is going to be a completely different concept than you've ever heard in your life. I can promise you that.
Yeah, well, let's jump in. The first one, Paul, discomfort.
First negative emotion is discomfort. So what do you mean discomfort, Cheryl?
Well, so discomfort is an emotion and it doesn't have necessarily have that much intensity to it. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just annoying.
Just feels
discomfort. Yeah. You're not. Yeah. It's just kind of like, but I have to tell you, I think that we are conditioned to think that discomfort is a very negative thing, right? When I get into the cold plunge at the start, there's a bit of discomfort there. I must tell you, there's a bit of discomfort, right? But that's okay because it's for the better. So I find this fascinating that this is the first one that we're going to talk about, this discomfort.
And I think a lot of people, you know, feel this way about a lot of things that they do. So I think this is probably one of the most popular negative emotions out there.
Yeah. So what's something that it could be telling you? Paul?
Well, this emotion, a couple things, but this emotion could be telling us that you're suffering from boredom, which was something we discovered that was going on with you, that, you know, you had this need for variety and that you started feeling bored with things. So you need something new to be doing, impatience, unease, distress, or even embarrassment. And I know you never experienced embarrassment in your life, Cheryl, but a lot of people have.
I think that's the biggest one. And I think it's really, really good to realize that, hey, I'm uncomfortable, right? Discomfort is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I might be embarrassed in this situation, but just look at that as a signal. And so the solution to feeling let me just say, it's all about feeling, right, Paul? All of these are just the feelings that you're having and realizing. Yep. Yeah, the emotion. So it's just a feeling you're having. And if it is discomfort, then one of the first things you can do is change your state, right? So you want to change your state in some way.
Yeah, we talked about this before where even in the goal setting program where physiology first. So it's always how you're standing, how you're breathing deep or shallow. Are you talking slow or fast? Are you talking quiet or loud? So by changing your physiology and how you're moving your body, and moving is a big one, it completely changes how you feel. So all of a sudden I went from a state of discomfort, like this was embarrassing, or I was uneasy about this, or I'm patient about something, to all of a sudden realizing that at any moment, we all have the ability to completely change how we feel in 1 second. So this can actually go for all of them, but it's great to start with that line and that knowing that just by changing the way you move your body, what you're focusing on. So we're focusing on this person embarrassed me somehow, you know, did something to me that made me feel a little bit of discomfort. So we always ask, well, what else could that mean? So what is the meaning we're giving to it? That's when we talk about language, we're talking about meaning that we give to the different things that happen in our lives. So, and you can change the meaning at any time because the only meaning things have in life are the meaning you're giving it. So if you don't like the meaning or it's not taking you in a positive direction, you just change the meaning. And we've gotten really good at that, Cheryl. I think that's one of the greatest skills that you can develop in life.
Yep, absolutely. So another part of being or feeling discomfort is boredom. And I find this very fascinating that something that you can do for boredom is, or even distress, I think too, or unease, is you need to really clarify what you want and why you want it. Because if you know that, you've got a purpose and you've got you know where you're going, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think you feel more at ease when you know those things.
Yeah. People who know where they're going and why they want to go there and, you know, RPM everything, they're not bored ever. They're going 100 miles an hour, you know, so that's definitely the case. And refining your actions also is another thing you could change, you know, try a different approach, you know, so you're just feeling some discomfort, you know, but you don't stay in this puddle, do something different, refine your actions. Don't change your goal, just change what you're doing a little bit and the strategy and you'll get there.
That is awesome. Okay, Paul, number two of the negative emotions that we are talking about today. So number two is fear. Oh my gosh. Okay. Every single person has felt fear, you know, at some point in your life. So,
this is the number one negative emotion people feel by far is fear.
That's right. Right. So we talk about an emotion that brings levels of concern, intense worry, anxiety, fright, and terror. So all of those things, right? And I think it's so fascinating that a lot of times I think we're always going to feel fear, right? It's not like you're never going to feel fear again, but it's really just recognizing it and then doing a few things, right, to take care of the fear that you're feeling.
Yeah, this one was the biggest shocker to me. And I really had to spend some time thinking about it because when Tony said that it's just a matter of you being unprepared, that's what it's telling you. It's your, you know, this emotion is the anticipation of something going to happen and you need to prepare for it. Like, let's say you got to go in front of your church and give a speech. Like, oh, geez, I'm a little afraid. You know, you get this, I'm not afraid, but I got this little, you know, thing going on inside of me that I'm like a little nervous about that. Or, you know, there's a fear. Yeah. About doing that. But what that is telling you, the signal it's giving back to you is, hey, this is coming up, this speech you got to give, and you got to get prepared for it. Now, if you go in there, you wrote the speech, you've been practicing it, you role played it a couple of times, you ain't got no fear anymore because you know you're going to get up there and rock this thing.
Right.
The fear only comes absolutely when we're unprepared.
Right. So I think the first thing you need that any of us need to do when we're feeling fearful is identify what we're feeling fearful about. And I think the more like you can pinpoint that, the better off you are, because then that's going to help you realize, you know, what actions you need to take to prepare for whatever it is, you know, that you're doing or what you you know, what you're feeling fearful about, and then just be able to get prepared for that.
Absolutely. And I love the, I think the thing that's gotten me through, through life, not feeling fear, is knowing it, like my true belief system is that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. So it's in my subconscious brain that whatever I'm afraid about is just false. I'm making this up because it didn't even happen yet. We're not afraid of something that already happened. We're afraid of something that we think might happen in the near future. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, the old what ifs.
And, so we own the Institute of Holistic Health, and we have health coaches. And one of the top things we see with people is that they're fearful of calling prospects. Now, are they fearful because they think the person's going to jump through the phone and eat them or kill them? No. They're just, what that signal is that, am I good enough to, do I know what I'm talking about? So that's why we have the certification. So they do know what they're talking about. We role play with them and we make them feel so confident that there is no fear anymore because they're prepared to do it now. So whenever you think of the word fear from now on, think of the word, am I prepared? Getting prepared for things.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Paul, number three is hurt. Ah, hurt. Now this emotion, listen carefully, dominates relationships and is usually generated by a feeling of loss.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cheryl and I were talking about this before we shot the podcast here. I was thinking about all the times, Cheryl, you hurt me. Really, really jumped.
Well, Paul, what other meaning could you give that?
Well, so this emotion might be telling you that you have an expectation that is not being met. And that's what really is happening in every relationship out there right now, is I expect you to do that, or you expect me to do this, and I didn't do it, or you didn't do it, you know. And that's, you know, to me, the big one, and is the thing that I've really changed in my life, I can honestly say 100%, is that I've exchanged all my expectations for appreciation. Like whenever I catch myself, oh, I expected them to do that and they didn't do it. You know, expect from yourself, but you can't expect from other people. And relationships are all about giving. I think too many people, like 98% of the population, thinks of a relationship as, oh, I got to get something. What am I going to get out of this? You're not getting anything out of this. A relationship is about giving. So there is no expectations. I'm just grateful for you, Cheryl. Like, honestly, I appreciate everything you've done, and I have zero expectations. And when you go, when you can make that shift, your whole life has changed. You're never going to feel hurt again. But it's really about reevaluating the situation and saying, you know, is there really a loss here even?
Yeah, there isn't. There's a loss of, there might be a feeling, you might feel a loss that your expectation wasn't met,
right?
But why did you have an expectation in the first place, right? Because expectations just set you up for failure every single time.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and I love that you said exchange your expectations for appreciation. That's fantastic. I mean, to me, it goes right along with the gratitude journal that we talk a lot about, and the gratitude that we are supposed to be feeling every day. Okay, well, Paul, tell us what number four is.
Thanks, Cheryl. Because this is what I'm feeling at the current moment about a couple of topics, but it's anger. You know, and this emotion includes being irritated, resentful, furious, and enraged. All good words. That
would be me in my car.
Yeah, you driving. Yeah. So what is this emotion telling us? What's the signal that anger is giving back to us?
Well, so it's telling us that an important rule or standard that you hold true has been violated.
Right.
So that's what, so you hold something true and dear, and this is my standard. Standards are very important in your life, and standards are really what you believe. And then there's these rules that you have, and you know, and you expect them to be followed, right? And so, and then that doesn't happen. Somebody doesn't do it. Somebody doesn't do what you expected them to do or want them to do. So you are angry in whatever way.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a good way to, for me to think about that, Paul, because I guess when there's like a speed limit sign, that would be like a rule.
Right. So the person, let's just say you're behind a garbage truck and he's there or two garbage trucks, right? Where there were two, they were next to each other.
Dump trucks.
Dump trucks.
Dump trucks.
That's what they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say you're stuck between two dump trucks, behind two dump trucks that are moving extremely slow when you're late for your hair appointment. By the way, your hair looks amazing right now. I'm kind of giving away this is a real story here. So the thing that should be going through your mind, Cheryl, is what else could this mean? So I told Cheryl, because we were talking on the phone while this is all happening. And I'm like, well, Cheryl, this is giving you...
It means I'm going to be late.
No, it means that I'm going to have a chance to embrace the calmness inside of me and the peace that I feel.
Oh, that never occurred to me, Paul. What it really did mean, and I did change the meaning to, is that I was going to be able to practice my Indy 500 skills.
Cheryl said, well, it means that I'm going to be able to improve my driving skills. Yeah. And... and maneuver around them in a hot second.
But that's right, Paul. I love that you said that because you really do need to change your perception, right? I mean, what else could this mean? And do you really, here's another thing that I like to think about too. If someone were to treat you in an unkind way, did they really mean to do that? Right? Did they really mean, maybe they did, but a lot of times that is not what's happening. And the person didn't even mean to. So you've got to realize, that could be the case. I love those videos. And I know we're probably running over a little bit, but I saw a video one time where a dad was with his kids on the train and they were, you didn't know where they were going, but he was with them and the kids were real, running around and being crazy. And he was just sitting there and not saying anything and kind of lost in his own thoughts or whatever. And all these people, you saw what all these people were thinking, right? Oh, those kids are so bad. Why doesn't the dad do anything? La, 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 la. And then at the end, it said, this is Joe and his family. And Joe just lost his wife an hour ago. And he hasn't been able to tell his kids yet and whatever. And so it's like, I always think about that now. I think, yeah. Gosh, what are they going through, right? What are they going through? It's time for me, to not just, think about myself,
right,
but to make sure that you're, thinking of others at the same
time. They're acting that way for a reason. And it's usually some reason you don't know. And if you did know, you would be like, I didn't know your wife just died an hour ago.
Yeah.
That would cause someone to act pretty bad. So yeah, that's a great example and great story, Cheryl. Another one, I counsel a lot of people, especially like younger people, like in high school or college, and they get caught up in a situation, this person was mean to me, or they said that, and that person's awful, and I'm so angry about the whole thing. So I'm like, well, what? Wait a second. So there's other people in the world, So what the meaning of that is not that this person's awful. It means that you got to surround yourself with better people. Go find a group that is kind, that are more like you. So this happened in my life. There's people that I didn't click with well, and I came to the realization, like, wait a second, I could go pick another group to be in. And I did that, and I'm like, I'm going to do it a second time. I'm going to pick the best people in the whole world to be around. And I did that, and I'm in an unbelievable place right now. So, right. It's just changing the meaning is again one of the best skills you can get in life. But sometimes changing the meaning can be frustrating, Cheryl, which is the fifth negative emotion we're going to be talking about and the last one in this podcast. What does being frustrated mean?
Well, let me tell you what frustrates me, Paul, is that no one can make me feel a certain way. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That's not true. Someone can always make me feel, that person made me feel that way. And it's not, is it? It's always that you decide. So, but I love that about frustration. And that's about anger too, right? But the frustration, one is that you've got, you have a feeling that you're surrounded by roadblocks. Like, I can't get out. To me, it's like being on that hamster wheel. That's frustrating to me, right?
Yep.
It's the, things aren't happening fast enough that I keep going around. So it's kind of like we're putting all this, you feel like you're putting all this effort into something and then you're not receiving the rewards that you think you deserve.
Right. And so many people, you know, especially type A people like myself, who was about to turn 50, I'm getting frustrated because I felt like there's a lot of roadblocks in front of me and that I should be further along in life than I am. And listen, I'm very far in life, but it's that expectation that I should be further. And, you know, it's you know, we had this long discussion about this, Cheryl, where everything happens for a reason. I mean, you got to trust the process again. And I got to learn to do that, that, you know, this was good at the time. And then from that, we learned how to do this. And then we learned learned to move to this. And then from this, we built this, which is now the most unbelievable program in the whole world. But you don't start by making the most unbelievable program in the whole world. You got to go through the other ones first to know how to get to there. You know, so, you know, I love the lesson that success and failure are not the two opposite directions. You have to go through failure. You have to go through the 10,000 tries at making the light bulb to finally make it. That's how success is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the whole, I never lose, I either win or I learn. Right.
Yeah.
That's what that's.
So one of my, you know, the whole thing is my whole meaning I give to everything is what am I learning? You know, so learning to me equals growth. Growth is my number one need, which means I'm making progress and progress equals happiness. We all know that. So I'm always happy now because I've changed what that means to me. It means I'm learning something. And what we encourage people to do is really become a pattern recognition specialist, you know, and look for these patterns that are happening in your life and they're all over the place. So just stepping back a little bit and I'm using your word, Cheryl, becoming aware of what's going on and how you're feeling and what that signal is really signaling to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then if there's a situation that you're frustrated in or with, find a role model, find somebody who's already done that and follow them. Look, you're not going to follow someone who isn't already successful. Or just don't do that, right? You've got to find somebody that has what you want and have them for your role model, right? Yeah. Follow them, do what
they do. I mean, you know, you're trying to bake a cake and it keeps on coming out bad. You're getting frustrated. Well, go find someone who's really good at making cakes. Bring them in, you know, and say, let's make a cake together. Watch what they do. And instantaneously, you won't be frustrated anymore because you'll know what to do. So go find a coach, go find a mentor because they'll help you with the breakthrough and you'll never feel frustrated again.
I love that. So, Paul, we know that the quality of your life is the quality of the emotions that you consistently feel.
Yeah, so powerful. So true. And that's the whole enchilada. It's your emotions, how you're feeling. And yes, at times, I mean, yes, we can control our emotions, but at times these negative things pop up every so often. But now you know how to handle five of them. And in the next podcast, we're going to teach you how to manage the other five. So we always want to end with a plus one. And the plus one for today is to elevate your life, become aware of the negative emotions you are feeling and what those emotions are telling you.
And as you learn to recognize and manage your emotions, you will move from fine to fabulous.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.